Yes, Mr. Kerner, as I said before, I need those sales numbers before we initiate the merger with the Nakatomi Corporation. This is the third time this month I've asked you for them. Get them to me by the end of the night. I don't care if we're having a party. If you don't, then these happy holidays will be the last bit of happiness you have in your life for a while, because your ass will be fired. Mr. Williams, have you finished designing the website? No? You better put that wine down and get to it immediately. You're still on probation for playing Christmas music before November 15th. I don't want to hear any excuses. Move it. You. Yes, you. Good evening. Do you know what day it is? It's Christmas Eve. If it wasn't obvious by this HR-recommended Mrs. Claus outfit, instead of my usual suit. What I'm asking is if you remembered what we had scheduled today. I told you last week that we were going to have a performance review today. Now, I've already had to deal with two nearly insubordinate employees. Don't make me deal with a third. Follow me to my office now. That's yes, ma'am. Show some proper etiquette when you address me. Now, come on. Time is wasting. And time is money. Let's go. Move it. Now then, get over here. Oh, honey, I've been waiting all day to do that. Now, come on, don't look at me like that. No, we didn't actually have a performance review scheduled. I made that up. Don't worry. I'm sorry, honey. I had to keep up appearances for the rest of the office. And I needed an excuse to bring you in here. I hate having to talk to you like that, honestly. Especially when you've been such a good boy for me this past month. Your little elf costume is absolutely adorable, by the way. Oh, I'm so glad you're a fan of my festive outfit. I wish I could have taken a picture of your eyes lighting up when you saw me walk in. It's not actually HR recommended. How did I know you would have wanted me to dress as Mrs. Claus? Honey, I run this company. I can see your search history. Well, maybe think of that next time you log on to our Wi-Fi. Hey, don't worry. It's absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. You may or may not have actually given me some ideas with it. Now then, we don't really have much time, so why don't we... Huh? You have a question? All right, what's the problem, honey? Am I ashamed of us? No, shit, why would I be? You're sweet and adorable and well-behaved and quite punctual. Oh, you want to know why we can't let people know that we're a couple? It's complicated. Office politics, you know? Are you good enough? What the hell kind of question is that? Now, I want you to listen to me. And you listen good, all right? There are a multitude of reasons why we cannot publicly acknowledge this relationship, including the need to keep gossip out of the office, and wanting to keep you from being targeted by corporate espionage. But not a single of those reasons is you not being good enough. You know me. I get what I want. I get exactly what I want. Everything I have standing in front of me at all times is there specifically because I want it to be there. And who is standing in front of me? That's right. It's you. I never make mistakes. And I'm certainly not going to start making mistakes anytime soon. Least of all when it comes to the very few people that I trust and love. You are good enough. You have been patient, willing to make time for my chaotic schedule, and you are kind and handsome. I don't want you to ever think of yourself as anything other than the perfect man. Are we clear? I said, are we clear? Okay. Good boy. I promise you that the second it becomes okay for us to come out in the open with this, we'll do so. I'll take you to the middle of the office and give you a big, wet, sloppy kiss in front of everybody. But until then, we have to try and keep this under wraps, all right? I know it's awful, and I want nothing more than to just declare to the world that I have the greatest boyfriend in the world. It hurts me way more than it hurts you. No, it hurts me more. No, it hurts me more. What did I say about you being insubordinate, huh? Huh? Oh. You know that you're playing a very dangerous game here, honey. I don't like it when my employees misbehave. I don't care if it's Christmas. If anything, that should make you scared of misbehaving, right? Get on your knees. We're gonna find a much better use for that mouth of yours. Now, I wonder why you'd be kneeling in front of me like this. Me sitting atop my desk. Why would I be in the perfect position to open my legs and reveal I'm not wearing any panties? Oh, I love seeing you looking up at my pussy, your eyes pleading. That blush spreading across your face. Come on, honey. You know what you need to do. Get to work. Yes. Yes. Oh, such a good boy. Your mouth feels so good. Your face in between my thighs as I slowly cross my legs behind your neck. Oh, God, this feels so fucking good. I needed this so bad. Today has been utter hell, and... you don't need to hear any of this. All you need to do is keep using that talented little tongue of yours. No. Oh, honey. Look up at me. Or try to look past my boobs, I guess. Yes, good boy. You're doing such a good job for me right now. Oh, is that a finger? I don't remember asking for that, but a little extra effort goes a long way in getting an exemplary performance review. Oh, good boy. Do you like me scratching your head as you eat me out? Oh, baby, was that a whine I heard? I almost forgot. You don't exactly have a lot of freedom in your crotch area with that costume, do you? Oh, Poor baby. Are you hard? Did having your boss dressed up in this festive outfit ordering you around get you all worked up? Is boss's pussy turning you on? Oh, such a good boy for me. Oh, keep whimpering like that, honey. Oh, it's okay. Oh, let it out. Okay, honey, stop.
I said stop.
You're about to make me come there, honey. You're getting really good at that. I'm very proud of you.
Stand up.
I taste fucking delicious. You're a real lucky guy. You know that. I hope you're happy. Actually, judging by your bulge here, I'd say you're extremely happy. I wonder if I squeezed it just a bit, would that make you happier? Okay, honey. I'll stop teasing you.
Now then, seeing as it's Christmas Eve, I think I should be allowed to unwrap a gift. I think I see one right now that is just begging to be opened. All right. Now that I've got you where I want you, raise your arms for me. Now. Good boy.
You know, I still remember the first time I got you naked. You were so nervous about taking your clothes off. Now, you just let me take them right off and toss them to the side. Like a good little slut. And now I just have to pull these down and... I see your beautiful cock is nice and hard for me already. Such a good boy.
Now, come over here and bend over the desk.
You heard me. I'm still a little upset at you for having actually thought you might not have been good enough for me. I need to make sure you don't ever get a stupid idea like that in your head.
Bend over.
Very good boy. God, you have an amazing ass, you know that? The minute I saw this butt cruising around the office, I knew I had to have you. You jumped there a bit when I grabbed it. Saw your cock bounce. It looked so funny. And it was pretty fucking hot, too. But not as hot as that little gasp you made when I slapped your ass. Let's see if we can get it again. Fuck, such a good boy for me. Let me just get it one more time. Good boy. I think that's all the spanking you need.
At least for today. Hey, don't think that I don't see you smiling like a goofball down there. I know you like this. Don't deny it.
Now to give you your present. I want you to take my spot on the top of the desk. Come on, get up there. Good boy. Let me just slide down here and grab this. Those gasps you make when I touch you. When I wrap my hand around you like this. Oh, it's good, isn't it? Finally being touched after all this time. Having to stare at me all day. Then having to eat me out. And finally having me take your clothes off and handle you like this. You've been so patient for me. I know how to reward that. Mm.
Now don't you dare come without my permission. Am I understood? I said, am I understood? All right, good boy. Good boy. God, you're delicious, and your cock is just so perfect. Oh, what's the matter, baby? Did you want to come in my mouth? Oh, I don't think so. Not tonight. Tonight, I'm gonna stand up. Spread your legs a little more. Get between you, and... I'm going to let you come somewhere else tonight. How does that sound, sweetie? I knew you'd like that. Now then, do you want me to keep the outfit on, baby? I won't mind, even if it is a little perverted. We've done way kinkier stuff on this desk before. Mrs. Claus fucking one of her elves will be vanilla by comparison. You want me to keep it on but take my boobs out all the way? Well, I don't know. Okay, don't worry, it's okay. I can do that. Watch. Even the way your eyes bugged out, you are such a cutie. Well, come on, don't just stare then. Get your mouth on one of them. Good boy. You like your boss's titties, don't you? I can feel the head of your cock bouncing up and down against this robe here, so... why don't I just reach down and lift it so that I can grab your cock again and make you jump up, apparently. No. So I can grab your cock and line you up. Are you ready, honey? Look up at me. Look into my eyes. I want to see your eyes when you enter me. You always look so damn pretty. Are you ready? Okay. Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, fuck. That's good. No, hey, no biting. Not today. I'm not in the mood for that. Oh, just keep sucking. Now keep your hips still. Keep them still, okay? I want you to wrap your arms around my back. I'm gonna lift your legs up, like this, and fuck you on the desk. You ready, baby? All right. Here we go. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck yeah. God, this is so good. Oh, feeling your cock throbbing inside me. And your lips on my nipples always cheers me up after a long day of dealing with the rest of the fucking office. God damn it, suck harder. Oh, don't bite, but yes, just like that. Oh, tease it with your tongue while you suck. Oh, there we go, good boy. Oh, fuck, this is amazing. Right now, you're what keeps me coming into this office every day, baby. The money is great, and the power feels good, but this... you inside me and whimpering while you suck on my tit. Feeling you so warm inside me. Oh, it's the best feeling in the world. Oh, you make me so fucking happy. Happier than I've ever been. No. Keep your hips still, baby. I want to do the work. I need to do the work. The control. I want to have the control, right? Just hold on to me. Do you need help staying up? Oh, such a helpless man. What will you do without me? Okay, just wrap your legs around me and let me hold you, honey. Yeah, just like that. Shh, try to keep those whines a little quieter, baby. I know there's a party outside, but someone might be listening at the door. Okay, maybe I'm paranoid, but... Oh, it's just so cute when you're trying to hold it in. That look of desperation on your face, that pleading in your eyes, it melts my heart. You're so fucking beautiful. I'm gonna fucking marry you. You know that? I decided that when I had you bent over. Now that you're inside me, clinging to me while I fuck you up against the desk, and you take it like a good slut, I'm absolutely positive that I'm gonna make you mine. We're gonna get married, and that's just... well, that's just fucking final. We're gonna have a big, giant, corporate-funded wedding. And all the men and women in the office will stare jealously. And that stupid bitch from Nakatomi will stay single for the rest of her miserable life. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Baby, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come all over your cock. Oh my god, are you close too? Oh, you are? Okay, baby. Let's come together. I want you to come inside me. I want to hear you moan. I don't give a fuck if somebody hears us. I want you to take your mouth off my tit and moan when you do. Are you ready? Hold on. Hold on just a little bit longer for me, baby. Get ready. Okay. Okay, now. Oh, fuck yeah. Moan for me. Oh, my good sweet boy. Moan and come. Let it all out. God damn it. Maybe it was the costume or something, but That was the best sex we've had in quite a while, babe. And I don't think anybody heard us this time either. Although, I don't know why I was so worried. They haven't heard us before without music outside, and... Oh, you look so tired. Hey, honey. I need you to stay awake. We gotta wipe off some of these, various fluids from ourselves in the bathroom. And then you'll need to get dressed again. It'll only be a little while longer until we don't have to hide this anymore. After the merger is done, we can make things official, do an announcement. And I can kiss you in front of everybody, like I've always dreamed of. Here, get up off my desk. Let me help you steady yourself. There we go. All right. Let's go get cleaned up. Gather your costume so you can get it back on. I'd say that you excelled in this performance review. God, I love you.